This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran State TV says that the country's sole nuclear power plant has undergone a temporary emergency shutdown. An official from the state electric energy company said on a talk show that the plant shutdown began on Saturday and would last for 3 to 4 days. He said that outages could result. He did not elaborate, but this is the first time Iran has reported an emergency shutdown of that plant located in the southern port city. It went online in 2011 with help from Russia. In March, Iran said the plant could stop working since it could not buy the needed equipment from Russia because of sanctions put on it. Afghanistan's former president says the United States came to his country to fight extremism and bring stability to his war-tortured nation, and it's leaving now nearly 20 years later, having failed at doing both. In an interview Sunday with the Associated Press, just weeks before the last U.S. and NATO troops leave Afghanistan, ending the forever war, Hamid Karzai said extremism is at the highest point, and the departing troops are leaving behind a disaster. He says the international community came here 20 years ago with the clear objective of fighting extremism and bringing stability, but extremism is at the highest point. So ultimately, they failed. U.S. President Joe Biden's special envoy for North Korea says that he hopes to see a positive reaction from the North soon on U.S. offers for talks after the North Korean leader ordered officials to prepare for dialogue and confrontation. This is VOA News. India's central government is calling on the public to continue observing anti-pandemic measures to reduce the spread of COVID-19 infections, even as some regions start to lift restrictions. Outside a subway station in New York, Delhi, hundreds of local residents could be seen flouting social distancing guidelines while waiting in line to take the metro. And outside a subway station in New Delhi, the metro authorities capped ridership to limit the potential for overcrowding in the subway cars, but unintentionally caused passengers to crowd outside the station, possibly increasing their risk of infection while they wait. The Indian government has repeatedly emphasized the importance of strict restrictions in controlling the pandemic, as COVID-19 shutdowns and various states are eased. The central authorities are reminding residents that public health measures like wearing masks and keeping socially distant must be maintained. The U.S. sent 2.5 million doses of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine to Taiwan on Sunday, tripling an earlier pledge in a donation with both public health and geopolitical meaning. The shipment arrived on a China Airlines cargo plane that had left Memphis the previous day. The health minister and the top U.S. official in Taiwan were among those who welcomed the plane on the tarmac at the airport outside of the capital, Taipei. And it was said that the America was showing its friendship as Taiwan faces its most severe outbreak. Polling agencies and early official results estimate that France's traditional conservative party dominated the first round of regional elections and that Marine Le Pen's far-right party performed less well than expected. The election Sunday was marked by exceptionally low turnout and campaigning around security and economic issues. Three polling agencies projected that the traditional conservative party, the Republicans, would have the most overall votes, followed by Le Pen's national rally. And behind them were left-wing and green parties and President Emmanuel Macron's young centrist party. The regional elections are meant to be about local issues, but they were seen by many as a dress rehearsal for next year's presidential elections. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil.